Thank you. Okay, so we're back to Hilchos Shabbos. Siman Ayin Beis Ois Yud Aleph. Okay, Chayev Kol Adam Lashlim Parsha Yosef Matzibur. Every person's Chayev to finish the Parsha with the Tzibur, otherwise known as Ma'aser Sedra. Tahaynu Sheyikra B'chol Shvuah. Every week you should read. Now, it says Chayev, meaning this is a requirement. This is not an option, and it's not, a nice thing. It's a requirement. Mamash. Tahaynu Sheyikra B'chol Shvuah Parshas Shvuah. Shnayim Mikra Ve'echad Targum. From Yerushim Ve'elach, and from Yerushim it's considered with the Tzibur. They start up at Mincha. Shabbos, meaning, so he's saying that you can start it from already Mincha time. But it's a mitzvah min amokhar, the cross of Erev Shabbos, achar chatzos hayom, achar after chatzos hayom. Ve'yeshik is called Parsha, and you should read the whole Parsha, down a psucho istuma. It doesn't mean the Parsha like the entire, like the Sedra. Either up to the Samach or a Pei. Pei is for Amim, so you read that twice. And then you read the translation. Even if sometimes there's a Pei in the middle of Pasuk, when you're done, you should finish with one Pasuk in order to finish with Torah. And it's good not to stop with talking. You shouldn't talk when you're in the middle of reading the psukim. I hope that's, I mean, that's noyagin. Most people, I think, don't do this. I'm not ever said it off Torah. And some say Shir Hashirim, and then Kabbalah Shabbos. Somebody's traveling, and he only has a chumash and not a Targum. Yikra based on Mikra, then read the whole parsha twice. When you come to a place with a Targum, Yikra Targum, then read the Targum.
Didn't we just say a
No,
place where you don't have the Targum?
but then he says, when you get to the place that has the Targum, then read the Targum.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, meaning his point is that you could be Ma'aver the whole Seder and then go back and do it. The Targum. Some people do that l'chatchila. Right? Yeah, right. That's what you do. Yeah. Gam yeshloi l'chol Yerushalayim l'umad pirush Rashi. He'll say, if Yerushalayim should do Rashi, meaning not just Unkelus. Bimlai bar hachi, and if he's not a bar hachi, Yumad pirush Ashkenaz el Sedra. You should read the Perush of the Ashkenaz on the set with the Sedra, meaning could go and say for Tzen. Or Re'eno, Kedoyim, Asher Yovin, Inyan, Sedra, you'll understand the Inyan of the Sedra. Right? So that meaning, that's, it's in a bag in an envelope. 918. Right? This is where you get the Makar for reading English. Right? Because Tzenarenu, it says Pshat for you. So if you need the English, which I think most of us do, then you should read the English, and that will replace even the Rashi and the Unkelus, it sounds like. All right, but Alpi Kabbalah, you're supposed to read the Unkelus. At the minimum, it's a mitzvah to wash the hands, feet, and face. And if it's possible, you should wash your entire body. B'chamen. And you
So
should
that's for
betoyu
sure,
yourself.
taking the first shower in the house as opposed to the last.
Correct, especially in the country where
I'm saying,
upstate.
you get the last shower
Yes.
in the house, and no, they don't have hot water.
I've been
They
there and
didn't
done
follow up
that
the
many a
halacha.
time.
You didn't follow up
100%.
the halacha, that's what you get.
Yep. I also, people that take, there's a lot of times women I find that they ask this Shiloh. They take a shower Thursday night for Shabbos or Friday morning for Shabbos because they're not going to have time in the day. So we tell them at least before Shabbos, wash your hands, feet, and face with hot water. Not a feet, but the hands and face. Right, for you to let us me mikvah, should tell on the mikvah, for going to Yavitz Kosher Shalom Yerchitz Kogufi, which the Kosher Latashish by Isayom. You should not wash your whole body because it's not good for relations. Right? I don't think that's an accepted thing. Gimel, also look at some other Vichamim about Imo Balachoise, an interesting halacha. You're not allowed to go to the bathhouse or the mikvah with your father, father-in-law, mother's husband, and brother-in-law. If it's a place where they walk around with towels around themselves in the mikveh, which really you're not supposed to do, is mutter. A Talmud shouldn't go to the bathhouse with the Rebbe. If he needs the Talmud there to help him, so then it's mutter. It's also a mitzvah to comb the hair. I don't know if it means comb, to scrub the hair. To cut the nails in the galeach Cyrus Roshim, how you bedoil them, and to cut, take a haircut or shave. Then look at Sipana Yadav Ragav Yamechad. You're not supposed to cut your fingernails and toenails on the same day. Kamein look at Sipana of galeach Cyrus Berosh Chodesh. He's very makbid. He was more of a Chassidisha, the Kitzer, right? So the Hungary. So he was very stark with these things. You shouldn't take on a Rosh Chodesh, even if it falls a filu chaver Shabbos, even if it falls on Erev Shabbos. Yesh midin shalei lito lesetz panayim kisidron. There are those that are makban not to cut the nails in the proper order. Ela bedilug, only skipping. Da'ainu biyamin, right? In the right hand, you maskilim pe etzba hasamach la'agaydel. You start with the finger next to the thumb, the index finger, and then you go every other. Rasimin beis dalet alf gimel hey. Uve small maskilim pe etzba revi. You start with the ring finger. Rasimin dalet beis hey gimel aleph. But it's interesting, this one, I think the Mekabalim are not makbid on this. I think so. Hey, shouldn't cut your fingernails on Thursday. Because then they begin to grow on Shabbos. That's the third day. So from the kids, it's mashma that the problem is that it starts growing on Shabbos. Most Mefarshim say that that's not the pshat. That the pshat is that we know that 3 day, once the nails grow for 3 days, then it's no longer cut to the shortest. It grew enough already that it's not, you're not perfect. Right? That's the pshat, which makes a little bit more sense, at least to my puny brain, that that's the pshat. Because, like Lamashal, a woman who cuts her nails 3 days before mikvah, she has to recut them. If she cuts her nails within 3 days of mikvah, really, she does not have to recut them. Because 3 days, there's more growth. So that's not covered Shabbos anymore. If you cut your nails on a Thursday, it's no longer covered Shabbos because they started to grow back, meaning they don't look as prim and proper as they should. But the kitzur is not going with that. The kitzur is going with the psak that most people think that it is that they start growing on day three. It's good to be careful to burn the nails. Nowadays, you don't have to do that, but it should be flushed in the toilet. Certainly shouldn't just go into the garbage. Tesla, and that's because people step on toe on nails and it can cause miscarriage. B'chol Shabbos, you from an area of Shabbos, you should think about your ma'aseh, and do tshuva and kol ha'maaseh, to fix anything you did wrong with the 6 days of ma'aseh. Meaning, we look at every week. This is this week's parsha. We look at every week as if it's the first 7 days of the world. 6 days Hashem worked, and then the seventh day he rested, which is why we have to rest. So he calls the Sheshes Yemei HaMaaseh. So you should do tshuva with the Sheshes Yemei HaMaaseh. Right? Lost the place. Erev Shabbos, Koil Kol Yemei Shavuot, because Erev Shabbos is the whole, is Koil all the days of the week. My Erev Rosh Chodesh, Koil Kol HaChodesh, right? Meaning, Erev Shabbos, you do tshuva for the whole week, just like an Erev Rosh Chodesh, you do tshuva for the whole month. Tezayin, Yishtadol Shiyu Le'Begodim Noyim V'Gam Talis Shel Mitzvah Noyim L'Kovet Shabbos. You should have nice clothing for Shabbos, special clothing, and a talis too. Tefsiv V'Chibad Etoy, V'Doshina Shalei Mabushuch Shel Shabbos, Mabushuch Shel Chol. Even if you're traveling, you'll bash big the Shabbos, ki ain hamabushim l'chvayda royim el l'chvayda Shabbos. Right? Because it doesn't mean it's you could be alone in a house and not see anybody. You still have to dress Shabbos day. Yud zayin hatavshilin, cooked foods, tzrichin lashkiach l'asirim en ha'kacholim kaidim Shabbos. You have to take them off the coals before Shabbos. If you forgot and you didn't take them off, as I am Yahweh b'Shabbos l'kachas ha'keder v'gacholam bayar resaviv lo, if you didn't take them off the actual coals, and the coals are going to burn, shem yikachas ha'keder yozes has been a gacholam. Because if, when you take the pot, what happens? If a pot's sitting directly on coals, you take the pot, the coals move. Also, Yisrael l'kachas ha'keder, it's also for Yisrael to take them. Ayidei akum, mutter, but through a guy, it's mutter. Fine, Yud Ches, a tafshilin shematmina b'tanu. You have tafshilin that are in the Tanu. Right? The Yom HaShabbos Kenog, and they do it on the Shabbos like is normal. Avisha Pesach ein netuach betit, even though you didn't seal it with mud, mutter, it's mutter. Right? Meaning this is your classic that you're putting it in Friday even though it's not cooked, hopefully to cook all day. Right, so you're allowed to, you're allowed, that's fine, because we're not afraid that you're going to go mess with it since it's for Shabbos day. But you're not allowed to open the Tanner at night, because maybe when you open the oven, things are not going to be fully cooked. Now that the door is open, it's not going to cook. And now by you closing the door, it's going to cause it to cook. So you're going to bishul, you're going to cause bishul. That's the same thing. We want to take challah on Friday night. If you open the challah to take the challah Friday night, and then you realize that it's not cooked, you cannot cover that challah anymore because now you're going to cause it to cook more. So you're over on the bishul on Shabbos. Yud Tes, and a lot of these are confusing now because we don't have ovens this way. Hadamutter lahatmin gam b'she'ein atana tuch betit zel daka kishematminim basar. This that it's mutter to. To be duatmana meaning insulation, when there's no seal on the oven, that's dafka when you're doing it with meat. And also when you do beans, umine botzek and dough. Is man harbe but you do that atmana a long time before the night. Has the ability to cook. It has the ability to cook before the night katsas. Until it's roy lachila yidei atchak. But when you're doing atman of kidneys and dough, samach lalaila, tzrichin dafka latuach hatanar betit, then you have to do something that's going to make it that you don't do that. Minastam ain't a gar of a katan karoy. Minastam, it's not gar of a katan karoy. Tzrichin lizar b'zeh, you got to be careful. Kiyim lo yasu kings, if you don't do this, even if you didn't open the door and you didn't mess with it, it's still asur. Yeah, that's it, right, Naftali? To your test?
Yeah, you finished.
Okay, so, really, okay. Fine, good talk, everybody. Have a fine night.